benefiting the American Heart Association. It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Valentine's Day Radiothon on Star 102.5.
Powered by Community Choice Credit Union.
Right now, we want to talk to a survivor who has come down here to Jordan Creek, spend some time with us this morning. We thank you, Melissa, for coming down and joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Great. And you're all dressed in your red. Very good.
Yep.
And you are an advocate for the American Heart Association because you had a heart attack.
I did. I had one at the age of 40.
Just 40?
Yep.
And now, did you have any history or reason to think that you would be at risk for a heart attack?
No history. My only symptom was my first symptom. I woke up at 2 a.m. with crushing chest pain.
And you said you're a nurse.
I am.
And even you're like, oh, maybe gas indigestion.
Yep.
Yeah.
Worst thing to do, I thought, was to get to the ER and have them tell me I just had indigestion and send me home. So I was embarrassed. After holding the human heart in surgery, you think I'd know what a heart attack was.
Right.
And I was the first person that was in denial. My husband, Joe, who's here, he looked at me and said, I'm calling 911. I don't know CPR very well. And anybody that has any symptoms, call 911. Let them tell you it's nothing.
Right.
Right. Because your thought was, well, maybe, all right, drive me to the hospital, which you said is like the worst. You don't want to do that.
Right. Yeah. You never want to put your loved one in the situation where they have to start CPR and pull over the car.
Right.
So it's better to be embarrassed and go home than to not end up in the cath lab.
And so how soon after you got to the hospital did you find out that it was not indigestion and you, in fact, were having a heart attack?
The paramedics told me in the ambulance. They did an EKG, and they said, you're having a right-sided heart attack. We got to Mercy, and we were greeted in the ER by the cath lab and also a chaplain. And at that point, it just makes you emotional because it really hits you that might be the last time you see your family. And when the chaplain says, let's do a prayer, and you look at your husband, and you're like, I'm so sorry. And he says, why are you sorry? And it's like, because I'm 40. I have my whole life ahead of me. Why is this happening to me? But if it can happen to me, it can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And so you have since gotten involved with the American Heart Association. And what would you tell people to make them pick up the phone and donate to our radiothon today?
You know, we just did Go Red for Women. And, you know, one out of three of us will be affected by cardiovascular disease. I mean, there's three of us sitting here on this panel. I'm already one of them.
Right.
Look at your family members. Look at a picture. Your mom, your sister, your friend. That's why we call. And your dad, you know, you want to make those phones. I love to hear that phone ring because you want people to call in because we need to make this stop. And, you know, more people die of cardiovascular disease than all cancers combined. And that's crazy to me. That shouldn't be happening.
No. And when you think of how many people you know affected by cancer and you think that all of that combined is still not as many as what happens with cardiovascular disease, it's really mind-numbing when you think about it. But you know, having been there, so.
Yep.
But fortunately, you're sitting here with us today. That's great.
Yes. Yep. Good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Melissa. Thank you.